The federal opposition has seized on another report that shows the government was advised to delay starting its insulation program because of the risks it posed. The independent risk register was handed to the government last April but was only tabled yesterday. It outlines a number of potential problems and suggests delaying the scheme, which the government scrapped last week. Still in politics, the government will release its anti-terror white paper today. The document will reveal that terrorism is now regarded as a permanent threat to Australia. It will also announce new measures to try to keep terrorists out. Portugal's government has declared 3 days of mourning following floods and mudslides that killed 42 people in Madeira. The government has also promised to quickly send financial aid to the resort island. A massive clean-up operation is continuing, and rescue workers are still scrambling to find survivors. And former federal Liberal leader Malcolm Turnbull says he hasn't decided if he'll run again at the next election, but he's ruled out quitting the Liberals and starting his own party. Mr Turnbull has also played down suggestions he could make a run to be the New South Wales Premier. And that's the news for now, but stay with us for more updates throughout the day.